So we cannot quite start the next...
Check your phone. It's actually 10:45.
Oh, that's very true.
I was running a little slow.
Thank you. So we're going to do 1361 followed up quickly by 1379 as they're related, but we'll read them separately. And then we'll get to... I know there's a couple of gentlemen here waiting for item 1380. We'll get to that right after. So if we could please start with 1361.
1361, accept the Year 2 Bond Oversight Committee report on the $68 million Parks 2014 General Obligation Bond.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very grateful ongoing to the voters for approving the Fix Our Parks bond for $68 million in 2014. And as part of passing that bond measure, we promised full transparency and accountability for the use of taxpayers' money to fix some of the most egregious problems in our parks. Of course, we know that there are many more maintenance activities that are needed to happen than we have the funding for. On the other hand, we do have the $68 million. So we have an independent volunteer bond committee that monitors the bond process, and they ask tough questions to make sure the Parks Bureau delivers on the bond in the way that the voters approved. The committee has been reporting annually to council, as we promised we would, and our community also, regarding our performance and progress towards goals. And so please welcome with me Bond Committee Chair Dion Jordan to provide the committee's annual report. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, and good morning to the commissioners and mayor.
It's good morning.
To see you. As stated before, my name is Dion, and I am the committee chair of the Portland Bond Oversight Committee, Portland Parks Bond Oversight Committee. I believe you have before you a copy of our annual report. Therefore, I will not go over it in its entirety, but instead share with you a summary of the report. And I hope that you now have a copy of the PowerPoint. As you know, this committee was charged with evaluating the bond measure efforts of Portland Parks and Recreations with three major objectives in mind. These objectives are to adhere to the language of the bond, to maintain fiscal accountability, and be transparent with the community in our efforts. So here's a quick overview of the second year status of these objectives. The first one, adhering to the language of the bond. In other words, doing what we said we would do. The committee believes that deliverables were met based on the promises contained in the language of the voters' pamphlet. By the close of the second fiscal year, all 34 Phase 1 projects were underway, with 8 projects complete, 19 projects on or ahead of schedule, and only 7 behind schedule as of June 30th of this year. The second year also marked the establishment of Phase 2's project list. The second objective, maintaining fiscal accountability. The committee believes that bond dollars have been clearly and separately traced and ensured that the integrity and accuracy of financial statements were met. Portland Parks remains fiscally accountable of bond dollars with a separate program tracking system accessible to all staff, and administration overhead is within 10% of the total budget. Budgets are on target in all categories except for the pools. Portland Parks and Recreation is confident that the bond contingency fund and program dollars will cover the cost of overrun. If you remember, the Oversight Committee's recommendation last year to Portland City Council and Portland Parks was the establishment of a contingency fund to ensure that projects were completed. The committee is pleased with the establishment of a $2 million contingency fund. This ensures that commitments to Portlanders will be fulfilled and improvements to safety will be equitable and also a priority. Then number three, the third objective, be transparent with the community in our efforts. The committee believes that Portland Parks and Recreation has acted in the way that promotes equity and participation and accountability. Portland Parks have shown that they value community input. Outreach and participation by diverse members of the community have helped build trust in the $68 million program. Public input included 2 town halls, 6 neighborhood coalition sessions, a new Portlanders Youth Ambassadors meeting, 2 park board meetings, 40 public meetings, signage at 136 locations, and over 77,000 website visits to Portland Bond project sites. Last year, the Oversight Committee recommended that Portland Parks and Recreations establish metrics that illustrate the efforts and the success of those efforts. Portland Parks is working on some targeted surveying strategies as we speak. Ideally, these efforts should gauge if members of the public feel the process is open and transparent, whether they feel welcome to participate. Additional funds will be spent on this effort and serve as a guide of outreach efforts in the upcoming years. Because of these efforts, two new projects were added to the list of Bond Phase 2, one at Fernhill Hill Park to address the lead water supply removal, and the other at the East Portland Community Center to address accessibility improvements. So in conclusion, the Oversight Bond Committee feels that Portland Parks and Recreations have completed the objectives and promises made to the voters. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mayor, we don't usually take testimony on reports, but given that this is an oversight body, if anybody does want to have a brief comment, I would be open to that.
Certainly allow it.
Does anybody have any? Okay. Just wanted to make the opportunity available. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Jordan, for your leadership on the committee and also your service on the Parks Board and various other challenges that we ask you to step up to, and you certainly have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good. I'll accept a motion to accept the report.
So moved. This is where you say second, Commissioner Fish.
Second.
Thank you.
We have a motion.
I always do what I'm told.
We have a second to accept this report. Thank you for your service. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Thank you for the report. Aye.
Fritz. Well, thanks again to Dion Jordan and the other members of the Oversight Committee, Ken Richardson, Zari Santner, Jonath Calhoun, and Karen Loper. I'm very proud of this project. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
I think if anyone wants to know what a model report looks like, annual or otherwise, I would have you look at what Parks produces. And it's just beautiful. It's beautifully laid out. It's easy to read. And so congratulations, Commissioner Fritz, for communication. Also, I just want to say while Dion's here, you know, someday I'll look back on the honor that I had to be in public service. But in my bucket list, the day we spent with your dad honoring him when we named a community center for him had to be one of the highlights. And, you know, when you talk that old cliche about big shoes to fill, when Nike made a pair of shoes in his honor, then I think we all realized how big his feet really were. And those shoes are on display at Charles Jordan Community Center. So it's a beautiful legacy, and you as his son continues to honor that legacy with your service. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for their hard efforts on this. Commissioner Fritz, in particular, thank you for taking the lead on behalf of the City Council. I vote aye. The report's accepted.
May I just add some thanks to Lauren McGuire and Maya Spencer, as well as Mike Abate. Your work has been exemplary on all of this, and it's very wonderful now that we get to keep going to do some openings or reopenings, as they all are. So thank you for your work.
Very good. Item 1379, please.